إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، firstly إخوتي وأخواتي في الله، before we begin our topic, then firstly we ask Allah عز وجل that he rewards our Shaykh, Shaykh Abdullah حفظ الله تعالى, and all of the asatidah, all of our teachers, خير الجزاء, and may he subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of the organizers, and likewise all of the attendees, and this community here in South London. And as for the topic itself, and that is the impact of raising children upon the prophetic morals and guidance, then no doubt, ya ikhwan wa akhawati fillah, that it is a topic of extreme importance. It is a topic of extreme importance to us all. And it is one that impacts upon the entire community and the society at large. So it is important for us to have knowledge of these affairs and of this topic. Both those who have children, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah, and those who are in the process of or planning to have children, wafaqakum Allah. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَزَوَّجُ الْوَدُودُ الْوَلُودُ, marry those women who are affectionate and loving, and those who are al-walud, those who are childbearing. فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمُ, for indeed I will outnumber you, I will outnumber through you the other nations. Naam, so no doubt the raising of children upon prophetic morals and guidance, then firstly, ya ikhwan wa akhwati fillah, that it can only be achieved if the parents themselves are upon that very same guidance and those very same morals. And that is that our households that are built upon Hadyu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the guidance of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, that they are built upon the establishment of the salah. Households that are found within them the sha'air of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the recitation of the Qur'an, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَثَلُ الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي يُذْكَرُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ وَالْبَيْتِ الَّذِي لَا يُذْكَرُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The similitude of the house in which Allah azza wa jal is mentioned and the house in which Allah is not mentioned within it is like that of the living and the dead. That this is how we should be striving to make our households. Not households of mere entertainment, but rather households wherein there is the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our households as such. And we have to firstly understand, ikhwani wa akhwati fillah, in relation to this topic, the mas'uliyah, the responsibility that we have in raising children upon the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that is that this mas'uliyah and this responsibility is one that Allah azza wa jal has placed over us. Is a responsibility and a mas'uliyah that he subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed over us. As he said, tabarak wa ta'ala, يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة. O you who believe, protect yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is people and stones, over which are appointed angels, عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد, who are harsh and severe, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم, they do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that which He commands them with, وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ, and they do that which they are commanded to do. And when we go back here, ikhwan wa akhawati fillah, to the tafsir of this ayah, we find that it revolves around two affairs. When we go back to the explanation of this ayah, in the books of tafsir, that we find that it goes back, or it revolves around two affairs, two key concepts, and that is ta'aleem wa ta'deeb, that is educating them and disciplining them. Educating them, yani by teaching them the mabadi of al-Islam, the core and fundamentals of Islam, and disciplining them by commanding them with that which is good and prohibiting them from evil. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said about Ismail alayhi salam, وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا, that he used to command his family with the prayer and the zakat. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا, and he was one whom his Lord was pleased with, tabarak wa ta'ala. And likewise he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, command your family with the prayer and be steadfast therein. And Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in his tafsir, قال مجاهد, that مجاهد said, قو أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا, protect yourselves and your families from the fire. قال اتقوا الله وأوصوا أهليكم بتقوى الله. He said it means to fear Allah Azza wa Jal, to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to advise your families with the taqwa of Allah. And that is that taqwa, that fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which is defined as أن تجعل بينك وبين عذاب الله إيش؟ الوقاية, that you place between yourself and between the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal a wiqaya, a shield and a barrier. And Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَبِقَايَةُ الْأَنْفُسِ بِإِلْزَامِهَا أَمْرَ اللَّهِ وَالْقِيَامِ بِأَمْرِهِ امْتِثَالًا وَنَهْيِهِ اجْتِنَابًا, and protecting oneself. And how does a person protect himself from the nar, from the fire? He says that protecting oneself is by abiding by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's by abiding by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and implementing the command of Allah and abstaining from His prohibitions. وَالتَّوْبَةِ عَمَّا يُسْخِطَ اللَّهِ وَيُوجِبُ الْعَذَابِ, and to repent, and to repent from all that which angers Allah Azza wa Jal and brings about His punishment. Then he says, وَوَقَايَةُ الْأَهْلِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ, how does a person then save and protect his family and his children? He says, وَقَايَةُ الْأَهْلِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ بِتَأْدِيبِهِمْ وَتَعْلِيمِهِمْ, that as for protecting one's family, and included in this are the children, then that is done by disciplining them and educating them. تَأْدِيب وَتَعْلِيم, disciplining them and teaching them, educating them. وَإِجْبَارِهِمْ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, and to compel them with the command of Allah, then he says, فَلَا يُسَلِّمُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَّا إِذَا قَامَ بِمَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَفِي مَا يَدْخُلُ تَحْتَ وِلَايَتِهِ مِنَ الزَّوْجَاتِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. So the slave cannot be safe. A person cannot be safe and protected except if he establishes the command of Allah upon his own self first and foremost, and then upon those who are under his guardianship by way of his spouses and his awlad and his children. And likewise, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Anas, إن الله سائل كل راع عما استرعاه. That Allah Azza wa Jal will ask every single shepherd about that which he placed under his responsibility. And he said in the narration of Ibn Hibban, إن الله سائل كل راع عما استرعاه. That Allah will ask every single shepherd about that which he placed under his responsibility. أَحَفِظَ أَمْ ضَيَعَ أَحَفِظَ أَمْ ضَيَعَ. Did he safeguard and preserve it? Or did he neglect it and waste it? حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ الرَّجُلُ عَنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ. And he will even ask a man about the people in his household. And he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, as occurs in the hadith of Umar رضي الله عنه, كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيتي. That each and every one of you is a shepherd, and all of you will be questioned about his flock. كلكم, all of you, each and every single one of you is a shepherd. وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيتي. And each and every single one of you will be asked concerning his flock and his responsibility. الإمام راع ومسؤول عن رعيتي. The one who is an authority is a shepherd, and he will be questioned and asked regarding his flock. والرجل راع في أهله وهو مسؤول عن رعيتي. And the man is responsible and is a shepherd, and he will be questioned and asked about his responsibility. وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَاعِيَةٌ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا وَهِيَ مَسْئُولَةٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهَا. And the wife is responsible in her husband's house, and she will be questioned about it. Questioned by whom? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you had children, that Allah azza wa jal blessed you with having children. How happy you were when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to you those children. You had a family. Then what did you do with them? Did you bring them closer to Allah azza wa jal? What did you do to maintain their religion, to protect them? What Islamic tarbiyah and values did you instill in them and nurture them upon? So after understanding, ya ikhwan, this mas'uliyah and this responsibility, and that it has at its core a ta'aleem, teaching and educating them, that from the core of this responsibility is to teach and to educate them, then that is that you start by teaching them the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. You start by teaching them the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the correct Aqeedah. And look at the example of Luqman, when Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُ. And when Luqman said to his son, وَهُوَ يَعِذُ, whilst he was advising him and admonishing him, meaning that this relationship, that this is how it should be. This connection and relationship, it is one of advice between the parents and between the children. is one of advice and admonition. So what did he advise his son with? Ya bunayya la tushrik billah, inna shirka la dhulmun azim. He said, oh my son, do not associate anything in worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Indeed, associating partners with him is dhulmun azim, is a tremendous and great injustice. He advised him with the tawheed of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the abandonment of shirk. Then he said, Ya bunayya innaha intaku ya bunayya innaha intaku mithqala habbatin min khardal fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi samawati aw fi al-ard yati biha Allah. Inna Allah latifun khabir. He said, oh my son, indeed, if a wrong or misdeed should be the weight of an atom or the weight of a mustard seed and should be within a rock or anywhere in the heavens or upon the earth, يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ, then Allah Azza wa Jal will surely bring it forward. Indeed, Allah is latif and khabir and well acquainted and all aware. Again, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah Azza wa Jal is qadir ala kulli shay. That is able to do all things. Wa annahu la yakhfa alayhi shay. And that nothing is hidden from him, tabarak wa ta'ala. Then he said, Ya bunayya aqim as-salah. Wa'mur bil ma'rufi wanha anil munkar. Wasbir ala ma asabak. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. He said, oh my son, establish the prayer, enjoin the good, forbid the evil, and be patient over that which befalls you. الصبر عند المصائب, to be patient during those calamities. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. That indeed, that is of those matters that require great determination. وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. And do not turn your cheek in contempt towards people, and do not walk upon the earth in haughtiness. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like every self-deluded and boastful one. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّكِ وَخْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكِ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. And be moderate in your speech, and be moderate in your pace, and lower your voice. Indeed, the most disagreeable of sounds is the sound and the voice of the donkeys. يعني the adab al-shar'i, those Islamic etiquettes and morals. And then look, ya ikhwan wa akhawati fi Allah, at the advice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that tremendous advice that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to him, when Ibn Abbas said, "Kuntu khalf Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam yoma." He said that I was behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, riding on the same mount as him. فَقَالَ يَا غُلَامَ. So he said, oh young man, إِنِّي أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتٍ, that I shall teach you a few words of advice. I shall teach you a few words of advice. إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. Be mindful and preserve the rights of Allah. يَحْفَظْكَ. And Allah Azza wa Jal will preserve you. إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ. Preserve the rights of Allah, and you will find him in front of you. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتْ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. And if you ask, then ask of Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتْ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you seek aid and assistance, then seek aid from Allah Azza wa Jal alone. Then he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And know that if the entire nation were to gather together to benefit you with anything, then they would not benefit you except with that which Allah Azza wa Jal has already prescribed for you. وَإِنِ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. And if they were to gather together to harm you with anything, then they would not harm you except with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already prescribed against you. That belief in the qadr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Look at that as an advice for a young person to hear, and the impact that it will have upon them. The aqeedah, that belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, to preserve the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask of Allah alone, to seek aid and assistance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and to know that if the entire nation were to gather together to bring about benefit to you or cause you any harm, then they could never do so except for that which Allah Ta'ala has written for you. And this is the fruit, Ya Ikhwan, and the outcome of having full tawakkul and reliance in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and seeking help and assistance only in Him, Tabarak Wa Ta'ala, to know that nothing will harm you except that which Allah Ta'ala has written against you. So how can the Muslim be stricken with grief and be distressed and anxious and in a state of sadness when he knows that whatever happens to him, good or bad, then it is only by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only that which Allah azza wa jal has decreed for him. Then he concluded this advice, alayhi salatu wasalam, by saying, رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ, that the pens have been lifted and the pages have dried. Then that was the advice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, built upon teaching the tawheed of Allah, built upon the aqeedah of the Muslim, the belief and the creed that the Muslim should have. And what a beautiful effect there has upon a person, that he is diligent and mindful of Allah Azza wa Jal. He preserves the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result, Allah preserves him and protects him. He calls upon Allah. He asks Allah alone. He seeks aid in Allah alone. And believes in the qadr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That these are the affairs, Ya Ikhwan wa Akhwati fillah, that we have to teach to our children. That we have to prioritize teaching and instilling into our children and nurture them upon this. And this is our mas'uliyah and our responsibility. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said in Al-Fawa'id, a beautiful statement as it relates to the effects of knowing and believing with the correct belief in the qadr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He said, rahimahullah, أَسَاسُ كُلِّ خَيْرٍ أَن تَعْلَمَ أَنَّ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانَ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. He said, the foundation of every single good is that you know and you acknowledge that which Allah Azza wa Jal has willed will always be. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed will always be. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. And that which is not willed, then it could never be. فَتَيَقَّنْ حِينَئِذٍ أَنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ مِنْ نِعْمِهِ فَتَشْكُرُهُ عَلَيْهَا وَتَتَدَرَّعُ إِلَيْهِ أَلَّا يَقْطَعَهَا عَنْكَ. So what happens as a result of this is that you become certain. We have yaqeen and certainty that those good deeds are from the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal upon you. Those hasanat and those good deeds are from the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal upon you. And what happens as a result? That you give thanks to Him. You humble yourself to Him. أَلَّا يَقْتَعَهَا عَنْكَ That He subhanahu wa ta'ala does not cut you off from them. Because that is أعظم المصيبة يا إخوان. That is from the greatest of all calamities. That Allah Azza wa Jal cuts you off and you become deprived from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, وَأَنَّ السَّيِّئَاتِ مِنْ خُدْلَانِهِ وَعُقُوبَتِي And that you become certain that those sins and those evil deeds, that they are from his abandonment. They are from his abandonment and his punishment. فَتَبْتَهِلْ إِلَيْهِ أَنْ يَحُولَ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهَا وَلَا يُكِلُّكَ فِي فِعْلِ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَتَرْكِ السَّيِّئَاتِ إِلَى نَفْسِكَ So you beseech him, you ask of him, that he intervenes between you and between them, yani between those evil deeds, and that he subhanahu wa ta'ala does not entrust you to your own self when it comes to leaving off those evil actions and performing those good deeds. That he does not entrust you to your own self. وَلَا تَكِنِّي إِلَى نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ As he used to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do not entrust me to my own self, not even for the blink of an eye. يعني not even for the smallest amount of time. لَا تَكِنِّي إِلَى نَفْسِي Do not entrust me to my own self. طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ For even the blink of an eye. Because we are in need of Allah Azza wa Jal in every single time. So that is the result, ya ikhwan wa akhwati fillah, of the one who has firm iman and the correct aqeedah in the qadr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is the effect and impact upon a person that he knows whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has willed, then it will occur. And whatever he subhanahu wa ta'ala has not willed, then it could never occur. And he becomes certain in that. He becomes certain that those good deeds are from Allah Azza wa Jal. So he thanks him and he humbles himself to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is from the fruits of the correct belief in Al-Qadr. And likewise he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ How amazing and wonderful is the affair of the believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ Indeed, all of his affair is good for him. وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ And that is not for anyone except for the believer. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّا شَكَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ If prosperity befalls him, then he expresses his gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ And that is better for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّا صَبَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ And if adversity and a calamity befalls him, صَبَرْ Then he is patient. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ And that is better for him. So no doubt teaching him about Tawheed and the correct Aqeedah is from that mas'uliyah and that responsibility that we have that Allah Azza wa Jal has placed over us. And teaching him about the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal and the correct Aqeedah, then it results in istiqamah. It results in istiqamah. And being upright. And it results in the taqwa of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And these are the ma'ani and the values in which we should be instilling into our children and nurturing them upon these Islamic concepts and principles, building that strong Islamic identity, one that will carry them through these difficult times in which we live. That will bring them closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Instilling in them The taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Talq bin Habib said, when the fitna occurs, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْفِتْنَةِ, when the fitna occurs, فَأَطْفِئُوهَا بِالتَّقْوَى, then extinguish it with taqwa. When the fitna occurs, extinguish it with the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they said, وَمَا التَّقْوَى, and what is taqwa? So he said, أَن تَعَمَلَ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ تَرُّجُوا ثَوَابَ اللَّهِ, that you act upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, upon a light from Allah, hoping in the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَن تَتْرُكَ مَعْصِيَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ تَخَافُ عِقَابَ اللَّهِ, and that you leave off the disobedience of Allah upon a light from Allah, fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's narrated in Hilya that Ibn Samak rahimahullah ta'ala was advised, انظر أَلَّا يَرَاكَ اللَّهُ حَيْثُ نَهَاكَ, be wary that Allah Azza wa Jal does not see you where He has forbidden you to be. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not see you in a place or in a state that He subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden you from being in. And that is from taqwa. That is from the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. That you are not in a place or a gathering that you should not be in as a Muslim. That you would feel shy if the creation were to see you in that place or that gathering. So how about being seen by Rabbul Alameen, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? انظر ألا يراك الله حيث نهاك وألا يفقدك حيث أمرك, and that He subhanahu wa ta'ala does not find you absent where He has commanded you to be. He does not find you absent in those gatherings that He subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to be, in the masajid. وَاسْتَحِي فِي قُرْبِهِ مِنْكِ وَقُدْرَتِهِ عَلَيْكِ, and be shy of His nearness to you and His ability and power over you. That these are the values that we need to nurture them upon. That shyness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that muraqabah, that mindfulness, being mindful of Allah Azza wa Jal. That these are some of the values that we should be nurturing and instilling into our children. And likewise, ya ikhwan, teaching them about the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. That you teach them about the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when they know that Allah Azza wa Jal is Sami', Basir, Alim, that He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing, the all-knowing, that instills in them the taqwa of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That when they know that Allah Azza wa Jal is Ar-Rahim, Ar-Ra'uf, Ar-Rahman, that He is the compassionate, the most merciful, that instills in them those characteristics of compassion and mercy and gentleness towards the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. As He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman, irhamu man fil ard yarhamkum man fis sama. That those who show mercy and are merciful, that they will be shown mercy by the one who is most merciful, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Irhamu man fil ard, so show mercy to those who are upon the earth. Yarhamkum man fis sama, and He who is above the heavens will show mercy to you subhanahu wa ta'ala. So teaching them, likewise, ya ikhwan, teaching them to prioritize the hereafter and to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. and to be content with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we find in the hadith of Anas, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man kanat al-akhiratu hamma, ja'ala Allahu ghinahu fi qalbi, wa jama'a lahu shamna, wa atathu ad-dunya wa hiya raghima." That whoever makes the akhirah his hem, whoever makes the hereafter his concern and his priority, جعل الله غناه في قلبي, then Allah Azza wa Jal will place richness in his heart. Allah places that richness and contentment within his heart. وجمع له شملة, and he will gather for him his affairs. وأتته الدنيا وهي راغمة, and the dunya comes to him whether it wants to or not. وَمَنْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا هَمَّةً, then he said صلى الله عليه وسلم, and whoever makes this dunya his concern and his priority, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ, then Allah Azza wa Jal will put poverty right before his eyes, that he sees himself constantly in a state of poverty. He is not content with the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ شَمْلَهُ, and his affairs are in disarray and disorganized. وَلَمْ يَأْتِهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا قُدِّرَ لَهُ, and the dunya does not come to him except that which has already been decreed for him anyway. And likewise, Ya Ikhwan, from this ta'aleem, this affair of teaching them, is teaching them the virtue of knowledge and the scholars. فضل العلم وأهلي, the virtue of knowledge and the scholars. As he said صلى الله عليه وسلم, من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين, whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal wants good for, then he grants him understanding of the religion. And from this, the ulama have derived a tremendous principle. As Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said, كُلُّ مَنْ أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يُفَقِّهَهُ فِي الدِّينِ, that whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal wants good for, لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يُفَقِّهَهُ فِي الدِّينِ, then it is a must, it is imperative that he grants him understanding of the deen. فَمَنْ لَمْ يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ لَمْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا, so whomsoever he does not give understanding of the religion to, then he does not want any good for him. This is the reality, Ya Ikhwan. So likewise, the parents should prioritize knowledge and facilitate it for the children, if they truly want for them that good. Now, so they teach them the virtues of knowledge. As he says, صلى الله عليه وسلم, من سلك طريقا يبتغي فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة, that whoever treads a path seeking therein knowledge, then Allah will make easy for him a path that leads to Jannah. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَذَعُ أَجْنِحَتِهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِضًا بِمَا يَصْنَعُ, and that the angels lower their wings for the seeker of knowledge. رِضًا بِمَا يَصْنَعُ, out of pleasure for what he is doing. وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَتَّى الْحِيْتَانُ فِي الْمَاءِ, and all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth and even the fish within the sea, that they seek forgiveness for the alim, they seek forgiveness for the scholar. وَفَضْلُ الْعَالِمْ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمْرِ عَلَى السَّائِرِ الْكَوَاكِبِ, and the virtue of the scholar over the worshipper is that of the moon over the other stars and planets. وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءُ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ And that the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. وَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا وَإِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمُ فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ That these scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. And indeed the prophets do not leave behind as inheritance any dinar or dirham, but rather they leave behind ilm. They leave behind knowledge. And whoever acquires that knowledge, then indeed he has acquired and obtained a tremendous portion of good. So instill in them, barakallahu feekum, a love for ilm. A love for learning about Allah Azza wa Jal and His names and attributes. And this would increase them in their firmness upon their deen and their uprightness and their ubudiyyah, their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, from those affairs that must be taught to them is teaching them those ad'iyah and adhkar, those supplications and the adhkar, adhkar al-sabah, adhkar al-masa, those ad'iyah, those supplications that are husnul haseen, that are a fortress for them. As he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما من عبد يقول في صباح كل يوم ومساء كل ليلة بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو سميع العليم ثلاث مرات لم يضره شيء لم يضره شيء. That there is not a single slave who says every morning and every night بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو سميع العليم ثلاث مرات, three times, then no harm will come to him. No harm will reach him. That you teach them those ad'iyah and those supplications out of love for them, just as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu that tremendous dua, that tremendous supplication out of love for him. قَالَ يَا مُعَاذْ وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأُحِبُّكَ He said, Oh Mu'adh, by Allah I love you. ثُمَّ أُوصِيكَ يَا مُعَاذْ لَا تَدْعُنَّ فِي دُبْرِ كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ تَقُولُ And then I advise you, Oh Mu'adh, do not leave off saying at the end of every single prayer, اللَّهُمَّ عِنِّي عَلَى ذِكْرِكَ وَشُكْرِكَ وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ O Allah, aid me upon your remembrance, upon giving thanks to you, and upon good worship of you. That he taught him this tremendous dua, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of love for him. So teach them those ad'iyah and those adhkar that are a fortress for them. And he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكره مثل الحي والميت. That the example and the similitude of the one who makes dhikr and remembers his Lord and the one who does not remember his Lord, مثل الحي والميت, is that of the one who is living and the one who is deceased. And likewise, from those affairs that are to be taught to them and instilled in them is to teach them to love and adhere to following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To implement it, to implement his sunnah, to adhere to it, to emulate the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is through teaching them about his seerah.
and about his manners and his conduct, alayhi salatu wasalam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. There is certainly for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent example for the one who hopes in Allah and the last day and remembers Allah often. And he said to Barak wa ta'ala, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And indeed you are upon a great and tremendous moral and character. And he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُرْ رَحِيمٌ. Say to them that if you truly love Allah, then follow me. If you truly love Allah, then follow me. يُحْبِبَكُمْ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And He will forgive you your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُرْ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah is the all-forgiving, most merciful. Now, and from this ayah, the scholars derive a principle. And that is, كُلُّ مَنْ كَانَ أَتْبَعَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ أَحَبْ إِلَى اللَّهِ. That the more that a person is adherent and follows the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the more that Allah azza wa jal loves him. There's a direct connection and correlation. That the more that a person follows the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the more that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. And the more that you adhere and follow his sunnah, and implement his sunnah, then the more that Allah Azza wa Jal loves you. And likewise from those affairs, is to prioritize the salah. Prioritize the salah, and teach them about the salah. As he said, Tabarak wa ta'ala, أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. Recite, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has been revealed to you of the book. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. And establish the prayer. And establish the prayer. Indeed, the prayer prohibits from immorality and wrongdoing. That is the effect of the salah. تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. That it prohibits immorality and wrongdoing. And the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal is akbar, is greater. يعني أكبر من كل شيء, is greater than every single thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all that you do. And He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا تَجَعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ مقابر وقبورا في رواية. Do not turn your houses into graves. Do not turn your houses into graves, because the graveyards are where the salah is not established. إن الشيطان ينفر من البيت الذي تقرأ فيه سورة البقرة. That indeed the shaytan, he runs away and flees from the house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. So they are taught to prioritize the salah, the ubudiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal, the worship and servitude to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, ya ikhwan, from those affairs is showing to them and teaching them mercy and gentleness. To be gentle and kindness. That they are taught mercy, how to be merciful and how to be gentle and kind. As occurs in the narration of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. قال أنه قال قبل النبي الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنهما وعنده الأقرع بن حابس. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he kissed his grandson Hassan
bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and in his presence was Al-Aqra' bin Habis. So Aqra' bin Habis, upon seeing this open display of affection and mercy towards the children, he said, إِنَّ لِي عَشَرَةُ مِنَ الْوَلَدِ مَا قَبَّلْتُ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا, that I have 10 children and I have never ever kissed a single one of them. I have 10 children and I have never kissed a single one of them. فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ, so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him and said, مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ, whoever does not show mercy, then he will not be shown any mercy. So we show them and teach them that mercy and to be gentle and kind towards the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And likewise, from those affairs is to teach them to have a sidq, to have truthfulness, and having ikhlas lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having truthfulness and sincerity for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna as-sidqa yahdi ila al-birr wa inna al-birra yahdi ila al-jannah, that truthfulness leads to piety and piety leads to al-jannah. Wa inna ar-rajula la yasduq hatta yuktaba 'inda Allahi siddiqa, and a man continues and persists in speaking the truth up until he is written down with Allah as being truthful. Wa inna al-kadhib yahdi ila al-fujur wa inna al-fujur yahdi ila an-nar, and that lying leads to corruption and corruption leads to the fire. Wa inna ar-rajul la yakdhib hatta yuktaba 'inda Allahi kadhaba, and a person continues and persists in telling lies up until he is written down with Allah azza wa jal as a liar, as a habitual liar. And likewise, from those affairs, ya ikhwan, and to conclude bi'idhnillahi ta'ala shortly, that from those affairs is to make dua for them. That the parent makes dua for the betterment of their child and their children. That they make dua for them, lahum wa la alayhim, and not against them. And look at the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rabbi ja'alni muqeem as-salati wa min dhurriyati. Oh my Lord, make me from those who establish the prayer. Wa min dhurriyati, and from my offspring. And likewise he said tabarak wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and those who say, O my Lord, grant to us from our wives and our offspring that which will be قُرَّةُ أَعْيُنٍ, a comfort and a cornice of the eyes, and make us leaders for the muttaqeen, for those of taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. Na'am, and lastly, ya ikhwan, is the affair of teaching them about companionship. An important affair, teaching them about good companionship. Suhbatul akhyar was salihin, to have that companionship with those who are good and those who are upright and righteous. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, Ya Maryam qunuti li rabbiki wasjudi warka'i ma'al raki'in. O Maryam, remain devout to your Lord,
devout to your Lord, and prostrate and bow alongside those who are bowing. That suhbatul akhyar, that choosing good companions. As he said, tabarak wa ta'ala, al-akhillahu yawma'idhin ba'aduhum li ba'adin adu illa al-muttaqeen. That close friends on that day will be enemies to one another, except for the righteous. And as he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الرجل على دين خليله. That a man is upon the religion of his friend. فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. So let each of you look to whom he befriends. Now, and the impact of all of this, Ya Ikhwan, to conclude, بإذن الله تعالى, that the impact of all of this, of teaching them the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, teaching them the correct aqeedah, nurturing them upon these prophetic morals and characteristics, that we find that the impact of all of this can be found in the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَنْهُ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. That when the son of Adam dies, then his deeds are cut off and discontinued. Illa min thalath, except from three. Except by way of three affairs. Sadaqatin jariyah. The ongoing and continuous sadaqah and charity. Aw ilmin yuntafi'u bi, or knowledge which can be benefited from. A waladin salih yad'u lah, or a righteous child who supplicates for him. That this is the goal and the outcome, that a person nurtures his children in order for them to be from the salihin. Now, likewise he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ لَيَرْفَعُ الدَّرَجَةِ لِلْعَبْدِ الصَّالِحِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَيَقُولُ يَا رَبْ أَنَّا لِي هَذِهِ فَيَقُولُ بِاسْتِغْفَارِ وَلَدِكَ لَكْ. That he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that indeed Allah will raise the degree and the rank of a righteous servant in Jannah. And he will ask his Lord, "Anna li hadihi," that how have I been granted this? How have I been raised this rank? Fayaqul, so he will say, tabarak wa ta'ala, "Bistighfari waladika lak," by the seeking forgiveness, the dua, the seeking forgiveness of your son on your behalf, of your child on your behalf. So we conclude and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He grants us the ability to raise our children upon the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, to raise them and nurture them upon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رَبَّنَا هَبَلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ونكتفي بهذا وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين وجزاكم الله خيرا.